Just a few points, going back to the lochos of Sukkah, talking about the lochos of Pesach on top of the Sukkah, one or two points. You put Pesach on top of the Sukkah, you have to make sure that it's sails from Aruba, that the Pesach is thick enough that it's covering most of the roof area. There's more shade than there is sun. So that applies to the whole sukkah itself. It also applies to any part of the sukkah. You don't have an area of the sukkah. You have a large sukkah. You have an area of the sukkah which would have the loch of a valid sukkah, seven tefachim by seven tefachim. So that's talking about 2 feet, 2 feet by 2 feet, 3 feet by 3 feet. You have that size area, which is not enough tefach. So you cannot sit under that spot. It doesn't pass the sukkah. You cannot sit under that spot, because that spot now is like its own area, and it's not kosher because it doesn't have enough spot. If that would go across the whole width of the sukkah, so it's questionable whether the sukkah is kosher. So when you're putting sukkah on top of your sukkah, you have to be careful to make sure that you put enough sukkah in every area where you, and there's no point in the sukkah, or a very small point in the sukkah, where the sun is majority over the shade. You want them to be equal at least, and preferably more. That's one point which is important to remember. You have in mind, you've been building your sukkahs the next few days, coming up to sukkahs, you should have that in mind when you do that. We'll talk about some more halachas about this on Sunday. This is Shmuz, is at 9:30 for the high school. Beis Medrash is having a shiur in Hilchos Sukkah for myself at 9:30 here in Beis Medrash. And have a good day, have a good Shabbos.